If you change your mind, take a chance. I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone.
And welcome to our show. The show is called My Brother and Me. I am Justin McElroy. I'm joined by my titular brothers, Travis and Griffin. This is an advice show for the modern era, mainly fashion. We take your questions every day, every week, and we
every second, real time.
Every
this
second.
This is why it's a modern show. It's every,
call,
every
just
now,
call.
Now, now,
yeah, now.
Haven't called yet? I haven't gotten
no. No. If you want to reach us, you can always ask a question on Twitter. You can use the hashtag MBMBAM, or you can email us. It's MBMBAM@gmail.com. That, of course, stands for my brother and me. Our original title was deemed too long.
I actually have a list of some of the titles as we were spitballing.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and say yours because I know what you're going.
The best. I my personal favorite was it wasn't mine. I'm pretty sure you came up with it.
It was absolutely mine.
Keenan and Kel and Justin and Travis and Griffin. Which is a better name than my brother and me.
Yeah.
But
and can you imagine, like, after our first, like, 350 episodes, when we finally had the
Keenan and Kel
the draw to get the KKs up,
I would worry about the Keenan and Kel runoff, where people will want to listen for Keenan and Kel, and then they're not there at first.
Oh, right, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you don't want to lose that demographic.
Yeah.
Of Keenan and Kel.
So, I also don't want to lose all of my orange soda, because Kel would drink it right up.
You know who loves orange soda?
I've heard that Kel enjoys the occasional.
loves orange soda.
From time to time. I don't actually – you'll have to forgive me. Does drinking orange soda have racial connotations that maybe fans of Keenan and Kel would
think? Oh, no, I didn't even think about that.
Does it?
Guys, listen. I'm not racist. Keenan and Kel, I'm sorry.
Loves
Kel,
orange soda.
Kel totally loves orange soda. That is a frequent subject on that show.
Yeah, this is a topic.
I can verify. He does.
YouTube it. Just tube it.
Side note. Let's go ahead and derail this train of thought a little bit further.
Good.
Kel, I think, was in a movie that I saw at the Blockbuster Video called Who Made the Potato Salad?
Yes, it was.
That was the last – that was in 1998 when I saw that video cassette on the store shelf, and that was the last time I ever saw Kel Mitchell.
He went to his novel writing career.
I don't actually think.
You know what's weird about that? We're, by sheer serendipity, our first question this week on My Brother and Me comes to us from the potato. The underscore potato on Twitter. He asks, I want a larger follower count, but I'm finding it difficult to get more than two in a day. What can I do?
Start a bunch of accounts and have them follow each other.
We're talking about a question of determination, right?
You could open a business where you have 1,000 accounts, right? I don't think there's any limitation to that, right?
Yeah.
You don't, it's not like Facebook. You can just, you know, shit and 5 Twitter accounts fall out. So you could have this network and you could say, I will give you 1,000 followers in a day. You just pay me $50. And then, you know, you're spending all day clicking the follow button, but it's still $50.
You know what I'm willing to bet? Someone is doing that somewhere.
Yeah.
I have to believe that.
Tell
you're
me
not
who
the
they are and I'll shell up $50 for 1,000.
Question is really one of quality, right? Like, if I see a funny tweet, usually I'm going to click on that name. I'm going to say, what are you offering? What's your story?
Right.
You know, and I will look at them. I will read their words. I will open up their mind and see what's inside. If I'm climbing around in there and I like what I see, I like the territory, I'm going to state my claim.
And can I say, dude, if you're getting 2 new followers a day,
Not bad.
That ain't bad.
Yeah,
no.
That's pretty good. Because pretty soon, exponentially, they're going to start retweeting the funny shit you say.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be 3 followers a day, and then 4 followers a day, and then – hold on. Let me remember 60, my –
62.
I got to pull up my Fibonacci sequence, but I think it's 62.
Yeah, 62. And then from there, you just start tweeting about products you're using, sponsored tweets.
And then boom.
Highway to the Danger Zone. You're rich.
And then you're famous.
Yep.
That's how it works.
So –
That's how you get beebed.
Yeah, that's how Bieber did it. Bieber started his career standing in the middle of malls just singing at the top of his lungs. Then two people came up and they're like, what are you doing? And he's like, exactly.
He wasn't even singing at first. He was just like, just ate a sandwich at Subway. It was real good. And then, but he had to say it in less than 140 letters.
Yeah.
Now he's on Saturday Night Live.
I just want to say, I don't know who Justin Bieber is. I know of his existence.
So talented.
I have no context.
You realize that's sort of like that, like, postmodern detachment from popular culture. That's not cool anymore. Like, it was cool back in the early 2000s, but it's hot.
I noticed that he has a funny game.
No. He really is, like, this is me being completely unironic. You guys remember how I got on that Twilight kick? But yes. You guys knew that it wasn't – I was being ironic. This
You're
is
running
me,
a gag.
My most sincere. Justin Bieber, super talented. Watch him on Saturday Night Live last night. Oh
he knew what was up.
He
knew how to work.
Isn't he like 8?
He's what? Eight. He's like
13.
Eight. He stayed up past his bedtime to rock us all to sleep.
Yeah, to rock you to sleep. Ironic, because like I heard by 12 he was getting super cranky. He's like, I want to go down.
Well, I believe that answers your question. Who is Justin Bieber?
Yeah, who? Someone had to have asked her, right?
Speaking of questions, this one comes from Yahoo. The question is, what is the chord progression during the intro of the ABC series Greek?
What?
This comes to us from Yahoo Answers user Rezuin.
Was it all in caps? Was it all in caps? He had to know right this second.
Dude, you know what? Like, it's all actually, except for he capitalized chord progression and intro, which no. But he did put Greek in like single apostrophes.
What?
I know. Like, it kind of followed AP style.
So, Rezuin were
more importantly, what the fuck, man?
That's what you care about.
What?
What? Do you think that Rezuin is his Christian name? Do you think when his manager Arby's is like, Rezuin, make all these fries?
I think
Rezuin, why don't you have a girlfriend?
More puzzling than his moniker is why he's trying to play the chord progression during the intro of the ABC series Greek. Sorry, let me finish the question.
Okay.
What is the chord progression? Or is it from a song? I'm not talking about the Plain White Tees song. I'm talking about the short 5-second chord progression that plays during the intro to Greek in the current season. Well, they're currently in season 5.
So not to be confused with the progression.
Don't get it. Don't get this shit twisted, because the first 4 seasons opened up with Hey There, Delilah by the Plain White Tees. Now it's just a generic sort of 4-chord. You'd know it if you heard it.
Yeah, of course.
You just
play it. That one.
Play it by ear.
Right.
I love that's a concern. Like that he watched the show and all he came away with was, what were those notes?
What were those notes?
I'll get that occasionally, like from a television show. Like I'm sure that there have been, like a Tailspin.
Sure.
Like, I'll want to learn the intro to a Tailspin on guitar, and then I will go and I will make that dream a reality.
We're not talking about a timeless children's cartoon classic, a song where you play it at a party and get the whole party rocking. We're talking about 5 notes where someone's like, what is that? Was that a song? Oh, you know, the beginning of Greek, just kicking it off.
Beep, boop, bop, boop, beep song.
Yeah, you know, from Greek.
Wait a minute.
Would I not recognize that upon hearing it. No one watches Greek. No one's ever seen it.
I got it. I just got confused. He said ABC series Greek. It's ABC Family series.
Oh, right.
I have seen that show.
Those 5 notes rule. They're epic. Tears.
The whole collection, the whole Greek. They call it the Frat House box set, duplex.
It comes in a keg, which is nice.
Comes in 2 kegs because there's a lot of discs.
And as soon as you go to open it, it melts it down. as well it should be. Great. It's a fine question, and I don't have an answer for you.
Go play their music. Go learn how to play. There's so many good songs.
Spambot wants to know, how do I get my incredibly talented artist friends to draw more?
I don't think if you're quote-unquote incredibly talented artist friends, if they don't draw that frequently, then they're either not incredibly talented or they're not artists at all.
Or they're not your friends.
Well, no, I wouldn't go that far. Maybe they're doing all this secret drawing and they're just keeping it.
Yeah, that's for their real friends.
Oh, shit, here comes Spambot. Put the pencils down. Put down the pencils. You're coming.
I don't want her to see, because every time he's like, that's a 20-minute conversation. He sees them working, and it's, I'm so glad to see you doing that.
What do you keep up? Keep it up.
Whatever happened, you did 2 years at RISD, and then you just bounced. What happened to your life?
Now you're doing sculpting. Go back to drawing. My advice is this. Most likely, they know better than you know how good they actually are.
Their advanced knowledge of the field.
Yeah, so you're looking at it going, oh my god, but they've just been sketching Marvin the Martian.
And you think it's like funny and ironic, but really, like, they know it's Marvin the Martian.
Listen, I just drew this dog, an upside down heart, and he's a happy dog, and you're like, oh my god, and you're crying and moved. Let them not draw that anymore. It's probably a good idea.
Here's another one from the Yahoo contingency. This one's from Caitlin W.
These are not our fans, by the way.
These are
not
jump back real quick.
NBA.
If you actually want them to draw more, encourage them.
Wait, you really? You're just going to...
No.
We're done with here. We're done here.
Here we go. This one, headline. I went on a first date with this guy. I didn't know what to say to him. So a guy I knew went on a date with me today. I was really excited beforehand, and I couldn't wait to see him. I really like him a lot. No words can describe it. So, anyways, we went to a movie, and then when it was over, we walked around. But I didn't have much to say. Neither did him. It felt sort of awkward. I did want to say something. I just don't know what. So I hope to God that there's going to be another date with him soon.
You know who I liked? That quiet girl.
She goes on to ask for topics. Like, to talk about... But what struck me was, we had this super awkward day. Didn't have anything to talk about. Just 3 hours spent in the most horrifying silence imaginable. So, can't wait for date two.
Date two, bring it back. He said he'd take me to Cold Stone. Woo!
At least at Cold Stone you have... What'd you go with? Cake batter and graham crackers. That's
Are there gummy bears in there?
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Do you have a funny story about graham crackers? I don't either.
Can't wait to see you on date three.
What time is it? It's only 7:21. Oh my god!
What time is your mom picking us up?
You know the real awkward moment that had to be like, click. Hey, what are you writing on your phone? I was just asking Yahoo. The date was going. I thought it was going pretty good. Well,
oh my god, I didn't read the answers. Answers. I've already found my favorite. This one isn't my favorite. I'm gonna save the favorite. Let's get some suspense. Here's not my favorite. Ooh, he probably thinks you're not interested in him now. Text him now and say I really enjoyed our date with a smiley face.
This is so important, the smiley face.
Ironic. Danny says, well, for my first dates, I usually go on a double date. Well, that makes that, you know, I've pulled that game. I played that game before. Here's my favorite. This one's from Jack Daniels. He's one of the few people on Yahoo questions with an avatar, and it's him.
Ironically, if you're Jack Daniels, you never have to worry about what to say next. It's just there.
It's an avatar of him, and he's wearing a backwards baseball hat. He's got headphones on, and he's winking, right?
this is Jack Daniels with, like the old
Jack
black
Daniels
black
avatar.
Speatone goatee.
It's like one of those fucking Zwinky, like... Cartoon yourself!
Oh, Here's
the answer. You ready? Shh. No laughing, seriously. This was answered 23 minutes ago, too, so this is hot off the oven.
Right.
I can't do this. Okay. Okay.
Sometimes the quietest moments can say the most about yourself.
I can't think.
find those footprints in the sand, but it's just the one set.
I'm literally creating a Yahoo Answers profile right now so that I can give his comment a thumbs up, make it the highest rated answer of all time.
I would like to picture him really super drunk when he read that too. Like, this is a quiet moment.
Hey, Jack Daniels, can you take your headphones off and talk to me? Nah, girl. Listen, straight up, the quietest moments. Girl, I just told this one bitch on Yahoo Answers. What's up? I just told her that the quietest answers, you know? What's up?
Great. It's all,
to be fair,
his answer is all lowercase too. So it's
and you know what? He's right, because those quiet moments told her date, this is a terrible date.
This is awful.
You did, in effect, communicate more than you probably could have.
Hey, guess what? I'm boring.
This is what it would be like forever if we got married.
Forever. Can you imagine our children sitting in silence and staring at us and wondering why mom and daddy don't talk?
Think of it. It's a world away, but it's really just a second date away. Call me.
No, don't.
Text me and then I won't answer and it'll be like I'm there.
Call me and I'll breathe into the phone for a while.
Suzanne, I believe it's I-L-E-S, but it could be two L's at the end. She's actually from County Cork, according to her Twitter profile. She wants to know how she can add, about 10 hours to her day. Now, this is, of course, impossible, but time management. What's the secret?
I really need
advice on how to add, about 10 hours to my day. Could you help? We can, of course. We always have an answer.
All right. The not sleeping thing is good, but like not jokingly, like sleep less. Go to sleep earlier. Wake up earlier.
See, I don't agree. I don't cotton to that. I think your sleep time is so important.
It is important, but you don't have to do 13 hours of it, you know? You got to take good care of yourself and then get, I don't know, 7.
Here's the way I look at it. Go to sleep later, but wake up at the same time. Because that's so much for me is I wake up earlier and I'm tired even if I got the same amount of sleep.
It's very, yeah.
Do you know what another good one that I've been working on?
What?
And that just don't try your very best to not read anything. Don't read it, because every second you spend, not even a book, like, but on the internet. Every second,
or
a road sign, or instructions for medicine, like that is those. That's those are minutes a day that you spend reading that you could be, you could spend doing other things. You read a lot, and if you cut that out of your regimen, it's so much time. You'll be amazed at how the day opens up to you.
In the news biz, we have something called the inverted pyramid, where the most important stuff is the top. So basically, just read the headline, and if you're not getting the news, then they've let you down.
You have to
read beyond that.
I should have been more specific. Just don't read the news either. There's not much of a reason to read it. And
once you read the news, it's already happened.
Yeah.
That's past. That's done.
That's back. And you know what? Another thing people do is they do things too many times. Like, you go to hug someone and you start the hug and it's like, yes, I get you're hugging me. And you start enjoying it too much and you're there for, 20, 30 minutes. Just give them a quick in and out. You give them a quick hug, you're done. The hug is accomplished, and then you just picked up 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Also, stop eating.
No, eating's cool.
No, eating's down.
Eating's pretty cool. I'm saying that, like, you need to reevaluate. You need to look at the things in your life that you're doing, and you need to figure out what you would rather be doing with that time.
Also, seems counterintuitive, midday nap. Just super energizing. Get yourself a pizzazz going. Just in and out.
Because if you can get a 20-minute
power nap in
midday, then the rest of the day is going to feel longer.
Right.
It's a little secret.
Well, pro tip. It's about perception. It's a question of perception. Ryan Gann is afraid of bees, wasps, and hornets.
Should be.
He said, when he wears red shirts in the spring, he seemed to go near me. What do I do?
Don't go.
That's okay. First off, that's a perfect. We have so many fears that are irrational. The fear of stinging insects is a direct celebrate that fear. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yes.
That's like, I'm being afraid of a shark that's swimming near me. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm afraid of that shark.
Absolutely.
I mean, the smart-ass answer is don't wear a red shirt.
Probably doesn't have a choice.
That's what I said. Yeah.
But I...
The Enterprise captain told him that he didn't have long for this world, so he's wearing a red shirt. He's going to get skooked.
But I get, like...
He's going to go to the planet floor and get skooked by some multi-tentacled phaser-wielding...
I understand... That I have so few shirts in my life that I think that I have a good positive body image when I'm wearing, and one of them's red, and like maybe Ryan's in the same boat where he's got this sweet ass red shirt that he got at PacSun, and it
Griffin is sort of like Doug
it makes
funny.
Him feel
Griffin
good to wear it.
Griffin has fundamentally what is a uniform, the Griffin uniform. You open up his closet, it's 20 of this red shirt from PacSun.
An all snap button shirt,
slacks, a cock thing. This is the same every day.
A red cock ring. But I understand what he's saying. Like this, not wearing the red shirt's not an option because if you stop wearing the red shirt, then the terrorist wasps win.
Yes.
So, what you can do is you could spitz yourself with off, mm-hmm. but that's not. You don't want that scent following you around. Mm-hmm. I heard about these things. They are medallions. They're medallions that you can either like snap to your belt or I guess wear around your neck if you. They're not particularly stylish, but they exude off or some sort of bug repellent.
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
No, it's not like a. It's why is it disgusting? It's not unsanitary. It's like a little.
No, because I'm picturing wearing it like a necklace and like it just exuding off.
Like
it's really
anti-wasp pheromones.
What do you smell like? I smell you smell like off. You have a DEET. You have a DEET-esque aroma.
You have sort a of real strong citronella smell.
Citronella.
Sort of a citronella meets off.
And meets, ass.
And just but, ass. Like you smell like ass. Like an ass.
Dude, that medallion, though.
But you look awesome. You look
looks
fucking
really great up. With that red shirt. It's all colludes.
Are we talking about, like, an enchantment? Is this more of an enchantment? Sort of?
I would say
the only medallions that I know of are either beef or enchanted.
Here's what you do. You go down to the magic store, and you tell them that you're having a wasp issue.
A
he
wasp
knows
issue.
What you're talking about it. Don't worry.
He's
got it.
Stop. Very old. He goes down to the... to the medallion wing of the magic store, gets you a medallion, not a big deal.
The other thing you can do is just run away from them as
yeah,
fast
just,
as you can.
They are little.
That's my.
They're really small.
Travis,
make sure you scream like a girl too.
Yeah,
it's really important.
That is a natural defense.
Travis and I in our Cincinnati love nest, we have a balcony, and I'll occasionally go out there and play guitar for all the children, the small children.
He plays the five chords from Greek.
Like this, of course, over and over again. Sometimes I'm just having a good time, you know, playing a mellow Greek jam, and then like three big fat bumblebees will come up and like
enjoy the jam. Is that Greek? Are you playing Greek?
These motherfuckers, they are plump with blood, I think.
Yes, yes. It's bees that carry blood from person to person, inject them with blood.
I've seen bees
and that's
before.
How babies are made.
That's how babies are made, exactly, Chad.
The baddest bees I've ever seen. And they'll just rush me, and I have to get up in the middle of my jam and squeal and just get, like, throw the screen door open and get inside it. Like, I just bought this new guitar. I don't care if it slams into the brick wall as I'm, like, getting into the building and shutting the screen door behind me. Like, it's terrifying, but you just got to get out of there. It's just one of those things you have to deal with.
Yeah, that's you know what? That's life. Scratty Bones, do you guys know him? Scratty Bones on Twitter.
Scratty Bones Jones?
Scratty Bones Jones. How many times a week should I shampoo my hair? I'm currently on a wash thrice shampoo every third wash cycle. Okay, we're going to get just real talk here.
You just entered into our wheelhouse.
This is a matter of some debate for men of dry hair.
Let me open up by saying I didn't know, like, this is one of those many, many things that I, as a 22-year-old adult, should know and incorporate in my life. But I shampoo my hair every time I get
See?
In the shower.
Oh,
that
is you that coarse hair.
That's why you've got that hair like you have.
I shouldn't be
– You're having an awakening. Guys, it's our first awakening.
I feel like when I don't –
You're listening to Awakenings with Justin Travis and
I feel like I'm getting – dirty. Like, if I don't do it, I feel
but
dirty.
The thing is, the natural oils that your scalp produces makes your hair look. Think of it from, like, a caveman era. Your body biologically wants your hair to look better. It's right. trying to make your hair look better. It's doing what it can to help you. And you
I like the 3-day rotation.
A 30-day rotation. I am down. Now, sometimes, what's the problem? You got to get in there on that third day with a real hard scrub or your scalp's going to go to shit.
Right. And also, that's the nightmare scenario. When my hair gets longer and I know I'm running my hand through it a lot and getting it real gross, I'll do a two-day rotation.
Sure, yeah. And if you use a lot of product one day, you got to get away from that feeling. And you know what? I would also, if that's not good for you, get yourself a nice like smoothing gel, something that's going to reduce that frizz for you. My man Sonny, my gay Persian hairstylist, the master cuts. That's my boy Sonny. He said, "Oh, we get you something. It looks real good, buddy." That's what he always says, no matter how he cuts it.
Wait a minute, Sonny. I know that fool. He used to work at Fantastic Sam's, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he migrated.
Now he migrated. He like a beautiful.
Two more gay Persian friendly.
Yeah, the Fantastic Sam's wasn't gay Persian friendly enough for Sonny.
Well, with a name like Fantastic Sam's.
Yeah,
I think.
Oh, you know, they're real heterosexual American friendly.
You know what's adorable? He says, "Hey, so I say, am I good? I'm always going on a Friday for some reason." And he said, "So what are you doing this weekend, buddy?" I'll tell him whatever boring shit I'm doing. He said, "I'm going to go down to this new gay bar. It's called whatever, Accelerate or whatever the new gay bar is. Shenanigans. I want to go down to the Shenanigans. And, my friends, they always drag me to these gay bars. I don't know, buddy." And it's like, come on. Come on, Sonny.
I don't even
come
know what's
on.
Going on.
You're impeccably dressed. Come on. I don't care. It's sad. The region we live in, he's been conditioned to try to keep that on the DL. He's great. Yeah, but my man Sonny, my boy Sonny, he says to use that I should use a smoothing gel. So I do. Just a nice.
It's important to note, you should still rinse your hair out. You should get in the shower and rinse your hair, because if not, that's gross.
But see, there's one unsolved mystery here.
Okay, crack it.
You guys obviously know more about this than I do, but if you don't shampoo your hair, then how are you supposed to put shampoo in your hair and let the suds run down and then just use those suds as soap? Right?
Oh, okay.
Listen, great question. Bypass the head altogether. Go straight to the chest hair.
You're telling me that I shouldn't use soap is what I'm hearing, except for every Wednesday and Saturday.
I think that this grooming section has taken a weird turn where it's like more about
Griffin
just had a terrible life of Griffin Mackerel. It's weird. It started out as about one thing. Now it's kind of depressing.
I'm as clean as a motherfucker, but I do it in suspect ways.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going for that everyman. I've got this. Why not just combine the two tasks?
I operate outside of the accepted social norms.
I feel like
when
this
comes to showering,
this has gone from like a Dear Abby column to like a photocopied independent comic that someone on the streets of Brooklyn would hand you, where it's like, my terrible life, like what a wreck I am.
Or perhaps an intervention.
Hey, also, apparently, Suzanne, if you want to shave a few minutes from your day, just use your shampoo for soap. Like a monster.
And then
like
cry.
Just cry yourself.
Before next
How much
week's
time
show.
Do you have to blackout for crying?
Before next week's show, I'm going to get a bar of soap, I'm going to get a thing of shampoo, and I'm going to read off the ingredients in both, and it's going to be the same.
Wait, can I, Griffin, say?
So embarrassed.
Griffin, are you conditioning?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Oh, see, but you don't want to do that every day either.
No, I do that every – I do that twice.
No,
I do that twice.
No, do not do that.
What?
I'll carry a little bottle of conditioner around with me. I'll do it in the shower. After
you
lunch,
don't want to condition
I'll just
every day.
Dry.
Every time I go to get my hair cut, when I get my hair cut, the girl's like, "Have you conditioned yesterday or today?" And if I say yes, she won't do it. Like, because you lose manageability of your hair.
That's
like, I know. But like, your hair should be somewhat coarse so it holds a natural shape.
Working Stiff Pro says, this is our subtle cue. Dear MBMBAM, I'm looking for love. Not the sicko type, but if I find that, I'm not opposed.
Hey.
But nice.
Can you,
keep it open. Any ideas?
I think that you've got a stick up your ass. I don't think you should. If you ain't got love, you shouldn't be able to, you know, cast aspersions about
yeah,
who
maybe
sicko
get
love.
That weird love, that love with a pillow shaped like a person love. Who cares?
Who's to say that's not love, though, right? Like in that person's mind.
I just had my mind changed on internet dating.
Yeah.
Like I was talking to a female friend of mine, and all she does is internet dating because in her mind she doesn't have time to go through all the shit of like going to a bar and like the guy she works with she sees every day, so she don't want to do that. And I was like, you know what? I have been judging that too harshly. Now that being said, ladies, gentlemen,
don't get near that Craigslist.
Fucking freaks on the internet. Do not trust people in anything. But I now see that as a viable, like, hey, good work. If you want to go through internet dating and that's your jam, do it. Don't be ashamed of it.
But even when that internet dating is like a Craigslist listing, it's like, hey,
right,
how's it going? You want to come over and hang out? We can watch movies and you can jerk off my dog. No, wait a second.
Red flag.
Second, but that's still love for that person.
Go to a community. If you're going to shop online for dudes or chicks, ladies, excuse me, make sure it's a community you trust, like the NBNBAM community of fans.
Lots of singles.
Just mixing it up in there.
Picks only, please.
Picks only. SL.
And no fatties.
Best way to do it, meet new people, dude. Just meet new people. Every day, meet some new people.
And remember, here's a good just tip for life. Remember, it's impossible to get someone interested in you. So be interested in other people. That's the secret to success. And everybody wants to be feel like people are interested in them. Get interested in other people, and the love will find you.
Mm-hmm. And here's my secret trick, dude. When you go out and you're looking for a girl, have girls with you. Girls will trust you so much more.
That's good too. Yeah,
that's the thing. Because there's always that natural, like, I feel creepy walking up to a girl at a bar and be like, "Hey, baby, can I buy you a drink?" But if you have another girl with you, that's a litmus test for that girl. Like, oh, this dude's not a super creepo serial killer. I can at least chat with them for now. And then don't push it. Don't push it. If you're like, "Can I buy you a drink?" You have a good 10-minute conversation. Be like, "All right, that's a W." And if we come back and talk again later, great, but don't try to move from 10-minute conversation to, so do you want to get married? Just, like, enjoy that 10 minutes, and then, you know, see how it goes later.
Or, another option, don't feel like you have to be in love with somebody, you know? I've got a pretty good life. I'm not, you know, I'm single. No prospects. I ate
shampoos every day.
Here, ladies, shampoo and soap, Griffin McElroy. It's on the market.
At 12:30, I wanted to have a hot dog and a soda, but we didn't have buns. We had some leftover brats that my brother made last night on the grill, and I cut it up.
That
and
were already a week old, important to note.
Put it in ramen, and I didn't have soda, so I drank beer, and it was 12. It was 12 o'clock. So you don't need any – if you have someone, they could tell you not to do that.
It doesn't matter, sicko. It doesn't matter, love. You just need someone
to
tell
you. Just so long as they have enough cognizant awareness. Hey, don't eat brat and ramen and beer. It's 12 o'clock.
You're nice.
Go outside.
You need people in your life. I've got Justin and Travis. Without them, fuck. I would just eat the shampoo. I would get confused.
And then rub the ramen all over himself.
Rub the ramen on.
Not willing to say he has not done.
Well, look, when you don't have a loofah, sometimes you
get
desperate times call for desperate loofahs. This one comes from Yahoo. Open question from Tara, the top contributor. I don't know if that means like of all time or just for today. But the question is, what is the first song that comes to mind when I say the word party?
I'm pretty sure I know what Justin's answer would be to that question.
You know what? I'm going to say the top answer on this Yahoo question is the correct one.
Is it Andrew WK's
Party Hard? No, it is on. That is on there.
What about DMX's Party Up In Here?
I don't actually see that on the list. If we're assuming that the answers that have been given are indeed the correct answers.
Well, yeah. I have one more guess. Lionel Richie's All Night Long.
No. Close. Party All the Time by Eddie Murphy is one of the top answers. Okay. It's not the top answer. Someone said Birthday by the Beatles. Actually, no, that's the worst song ever recorded.
It's the worst song.
Party in the USA is on here a couple times by musical ingenue Miley Cyrus.
Well, yeah.
She, you know, she wrote the Greek theme song.
The top answer, though, do you guys really not know it?
Tell me. No.
I guarantee you know it, if you think.
I will probably know it once you say it. I mean, well, I will be a familiar.
It's Hollywood Nights by Pete Seeger.
Shots.
That's the best answer ever.
I mean, that's really a very good answer. I mean, it should come to your mind when someone's trying to get the party started. No one's ever been having a bad time and someone drops Shots and everyone's like, I don't know. No, it's time.
There are two words in that song that always make me go, well, yeah, and it's buttery nipples. And when they say it, oh, that is heaven. That is heaven.
For me, it's Shots and Shots.
And then they say
the 23rd and 28th instances of the words being used.
And I think it's the best usage of Little John I've ever seen.
Oh my God.
The best use of the force that is Little John.
I think the best use of Little John was that time when my car broke down and he pulled over to help me with my tire.
That was pretty cool.
It was nice.
Lug nuts!
I was like, I'm right here, John. You don't.
It's Little John!
And old John. I know. You look about the same height as me. I will just pass you the lung nuts. You don't need to yell. Unnecessary.
Now I really want to listen to Shots.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
good thing it's the theme song to our show.
No,
it's the theme song of my life. Oh, it's a sad thing to say out loud.
Yeah, I can't think of a finer moment to close on.
I think it would be good for us to, when we end each show, to have one question that we announce at the end of the show and then just, you know, ruminate on until the start of the next week's show once we've had a week to think about it.
You have a question, don't you?
I have it, yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
On Yahoo.
That's where we're headed.
So you let me know when you're ready for the end to come.
Justin, if they want to contact us, what's the best way to get a question out into the Ethernet for us?
You just use the Twitter and use the hashtag MBMBAM, or you can use the internet to email. It's MBMBAM@gmail.com, and we will have more options for you as we progress, where other things are in the works. But for now, that's how we roll.
Final question of the day from Yahoo Answers user Mally. Can birds get allergies?
How am I supposed to root to this?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
And this has been my brother, and me.
You will never know me.